Blog Talk Radio.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, babe, to see you again. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together.
Power to the people! Power to the people! Power to the people! Power!
Power to the people.
think this is my new theme song. I used to play this song every day when the people in the Middle East stood up for their freedom against all the dictators. And we said on this show, we prayed every day that the people in the Middle East would find freedom in a peaceful way. Unfortunately, for a lot of them, that didn't come. And either the dictators took back over power or put down their iron fist or something, a new terror type of group took over. But now I play it because the power of the people here in a country that I live in, that most listeners listen, the United States, because I feel what we are seeing of human rights being trampled over, and what I saw today, basically just shook me to my core. I don't know if you saw my live feeds on Facebook today of Standing Rock, but today was the day that the Trump administration, about a month ago, signed the legislation to drill right through underneath the lake where all those people in that area, most of the state, get their drinking water. Go ahead and put a pipeline under there. It won't leak, will it? And did I say treaty land? It don't matter. And what happened last December was President Obama went ahead and stopped it and said, and got the Army Corps of Engineers to start drawing up plans for the rich oil company to drill around the lake. What's wrong with that? I think they've got the dollars, the oil company, to do that. No one is saying not put the oil line in and create jobs, even though the oil that's coming from this pipeline is going to be shipped out, I think, to China. But the day has come, and today the police moved in, and I witnessed them arrest more than a dozen people that were just praying. And I think the way it stands right now, the way it was left tonight, was the police backed off. I think it was getting too dark. But tomorrow looks like a very dark day. But I also want to say, and I want to get Lisa's thoughts on this, is I'm very surprised, and so is a lot of people, that there's no support, very little, if any, support than what there was last fall. And I think that's really sad. It's everybody. I mean, you don't have the citizens there, you don't have the media there, you don't have the celebrities there, you don't even, a lot of the Native Americans weren't there. And I know a lot of that is also the roads are blocked off, you can't get there. That's a major thing. But these things, I believe, can be stopped with the power of the people. If there was thousands upon thousands of people on that land, they're not going to be able to get through that. And anyway, it's just well, we'll see what Lisa, who really taught me all about this, and last fall when all this was starting up, and I've just been fully supportive ever since, and my heart goes out to those people. And if you don't know much about Native American history, you should. I believe it was the History Channel or the AMC about a year ago did a series about the West, and it talks a lot about the Native Americans and how so much was taken from them and their lives. It changed me ever since I saw that, and So anyway, so let's bring on Lisa Zayas to the show. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. How's it going?
Good. I didn't follow as much as I wanted to today. I really was staying in prayer most of the morning, and especially before noon. I was, doing a lot of praying. It's a hard situation because, when you do shows like this and when people who believe in the spiritual part of life, we have to remember that no matter what's going on, the Creator is not going to choose one side or the other. It's just not going to happen. And the best way I can explain this before everyone, if anyone gets upset at me saying that, is just that, you have two children and, you see both of them fighting. You can't pick one over the other. Or you have two children and one wants to go somewhere and the other one wants to stay home, and you have to make a decision what you're going to do. Parents make decisions every day. Sometimes in favor of one child, sometimes not. It's no different than the Creator looking down and saying, you guys have to play nicely and figure this out. I say this with my heart breaking because I hate when we're put into this situation. But as many of my friends will tell you, it's a good lesson to try to learn. Here's a chance that we have to make things better. Here's a chance we have to try to maybe change the situation. And you say, well, how can I do that? I can't get into the roads. I can't go there. Well, to be honest, the best way you can is to really use your power, to use your power of prayer. And you say, well, I don't know if how much prayer is going to help. Well, it does help a lot. If you put your intention out and you really ask your Creator, your elders, that's what the Native Americans would do. They would ask their elders to come down and help. They would ask them to find a solution that we haven't seen yet. They would ask them to fairly, find an answer to both sides, a compromise for both sides. Now, of course, I don't like what's going on. Anytime one of our resources is being destroyed, whether it's our forests, our water, animals, I am the loudest of the loud, and my heart breaks when I see things like this. But I also know that you have such power. And, we've been doing the show, Michael, so long, and the people who are listening, if you're listening to the show, then you're obviously a spiritual person, and if you're just tuning in for the first time, this is a show that has many guests that do believe in the power of prayer. And so tonight I was thinking about, I don't want to really talk about the situation. I want to talk more about what we can do. What can we do? If you're sitting at home, and even if you can't get out, maybe you don't even have a car, maybe you don't even have a TV, maybe you don't really have anything right now that you think you could, or any use, so you could be watching what's going on, I would say find a quiet room, and maybe tonight, this is the night that we could send out a prayer. There's an old saying, I never found out if it was true, but one of my old teachers said that when the Germans were heading towards Britain, there were witches on the shores, and they stayed there all night trying to keep the Germans away from the shores of Britain. Now, I've heard that story told twice, and I have never found it. Where I could find it has never been written, but two people have told me that story, that on the shores, these witches prayed that the boats would never enter the shore. So, that could be folklore, I don't know, but I do believe in the power of prayer. I believe it with all my heart. I have seen it. I have seen things happen with a couple of people coming together, and I know we talked about this last time, Michael, but it's important. So, we could do it tonight if everyone's in a safe spot. I could show you how to do it. I could show you how to use your own power. And right now, if you're sitting someplace that you want to say, well, how could you prove it to me, Lisa? How could you tell me that I have power? Well, if you're in a safe place and not driving, if you're driving, then please do this later on when you're safe and you can listen to the archives. But close your eyes. Everyone close your eyes and place your hands in front of you facing each other, okay, at shoulders width apart, okay? With your eyes closed, I want you to slowly, very slowly, bring your hands as close as you can without touching. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to do that. All right, good. Now, when you feel like you're the closest you are, without touching, open your eyes. And you will find out that your hands are maybe a centimeter apart. They are so close, and yet they're not touching. Now, with that, I want you to slowly pull your hands away from each other. I am talking so slowly. And I want you to feel the energy between your fingers. I want you to feel that energy that Reiki masters called. It's what people call the prana, the kundalini rising. You can call it whatever you like, but it's your God-given ability to create. Now, you're probably saying, okay, how does that help the people there? How does that help the people in North Dakota? It helps because I just proved to you that you have power that you didn't even know, that you have the ability to change things, that you are a piece of the divine, and you have a magical presence about you. You are able to make miracles. So, with that being said, I want to do something positive tonight. I want us all to get together, and I want us, just like we sent the rains to California, and we had a lot of people praying, and you saw how successful that is. Maybe we prayed a little harder than we're taking the reins away now. But I want you to now close your eyes, and I want you to picture a big balloon. Picture that balloon like maybe in The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy was going right up. I want you to picture a beautiful balloon. Make it as many colors as if you like. If you don't see colors, then just picture a black and white balloon. That's fine. It doesn't matter. Now I want you to send that balloon up. I want you to send it up to the Creator. And I want you to have him bring it over to North Dakota. And with your whole heart and soul, I want you to see pouring from that balloon hearts, love, peace, whatever is comfortable with you, whatever makes your spirit feel good. And I also want you to ask for something out of the box, something out of that balloon that no one saw before, an answer, a solution. And I want you to keep that balloon hovered over North Dakota for as many days as it takes. And your job is literally to check on that balloon 3, 4, 5 times a day. In your mind, go to that balloon and check it. Send it love. Send the people love. Around the people of North Dakota, protect them. Give them shelter. Give them protection. Place the hand of the Creator right above them inside that balloon and protect them. You could do it. Many people have done much more with a lot less. This is a simple act of people coming together and using their spiritual, God-given abilities to make changes, to think out of the box, and to allow a problem to be solved that we didn't think had an answer. Continue to allow this balloon just to hover. Hover over all the protectors, all the water protectors. Keep this balloon there for days. Do not let it leave. And with it, keep sending hearts, whatever is good. It doesn't matter what you send, whatever your mind can imagine, peaceful. Whatever is good for you, whatever is easy to imagine. Some people would maybe see hearts, maybe flowers, maybe a big protection, a ring of protection. If you really want to have fun with your balloon, send out gladiators that storm around the protectors and protect them. You know, send out something fun. Send out anything that your imagination can take you. Allow it to go everywhere and anywhere. And you will find, as you keep doing it and you tell people to do it and you keep spreading the word, you'll find out that things are changing. It's just a small little way of changing, but it's at what you can do at that time. If you're not going there, if you don't have family there, I know we have family there. They have returned, so I don't have any real-time contacts at this present time, so I can't share with you anything like that. But my heart and my prayers are always going out to them. So this is a little bit of a personal miracle. It's a little way to make a little magic. Magic's important. Magic changes things. Remember, you're not hurting anyone. You're not sending out anything bad. You're just protecting the water protectors and asking the Creator for help. And if everyone tonight went to bed and did this, things would change. I guarantee you. And so I'm going to close with a little story while you're setting your balloon up there. I'm going to close with this little story just to show you how the power of doing this imagination, how grand it is and how amazing it is. And I might have told you this story, but for the others who have not heard it, it's the story about my daughter. And quickly I will tell you that she was diagnosed with a cyst in the back of her spine that was in a very dangerous place, that when we went there, we were told that it was not going to be a good surgery and it might not even help her, and it was a very dangerous surgery. When I left that office, I simply threw out the card, the referral card, and told my daughter, you won't get the surgery. We will take care of this, and we will take care of this in 4 days. In 4 days, she was scheduled to have an MRI with contrast, and I told her in 4 days we will change this outcome. She asked me if she got the surgery, if I would give her a tattoo, since she'll have a huge scar, and I told her I would give her a tattoo wherever she wanted if she allowed me to work on her, and if she believed in the power of miracles. And she asked me if I kept my promise. I said I would. And so we got together two great healers. So it was myself and two great healers. We placed her on the bed, and we worked on her for about 20 minutes. And we gave her intent, and we saw that cyst go away. We completely sent that cyst back to the Creator because it was something that we just didn't want. It was a gift that we wanted to return. With that, 4 days later, she went for the contrast. Next day, we didn't get results. Tuesday, we waited. Wednesday, I waited. Thursday, I waited. Finally, on Friday, I called. They had a long time getting back to me. In fact, I was on hold for quite some time until they finally got back to me and said, Mrs. Scarponi at the time, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. We can't find a cyst. We really don't understand how that could be. And I simply said thank you and hung up. And that was the end of that. She's never had a problem again. It turned out that she was a calcium deficiency and she just needed vitamins. And that was it. So the power of prayer not only works far away, it works close on the loved ones. If you have something to share, to do, that you want something changed, all you have to do is imagine it being gone. Like a cyst, it's gone. My daughter is fine. And this surgery that was so urgent, that was so important for them to cut into my daughter, never happened. Card was thrown away. I don't even know. We didn't make the appointment. I had no intention of going to the doctor, and neither did my daughter at the time, after I promised. Did I give her the tattoo? She actually chickened out, and we got her a piercing. But the fact is that I did bring her there, and she chickened out, and she wound up getting a piercing. So I did keep my end of the bargain. All right, so I'm hoping this helps people. I'm hoping that you have a better perspective on doing something positive tonight, that you send your prayers out. Keep your balloon up there and check on it at least 4 to 6 times a day. Do it for the next 3 days. Check in with your balloon. Is it filled? Does it have love in it? Are you sending it down? Is there a beautiful white light surrounding the people? Check on it. You'll find yourself enjoying it. Close your eyes, take a couple of minutes, and go check on your balloon. Send out protectors, send out transformers to protect the outskirts of the area. I don't care how you do it, but protect the water protectors. I hope this helps you again. This is what hypnotherapy does. It's an amazing tool to help you and to help other people. So let's hope that the Creator is listening to us and and is going to work with us tonight. Okay, Michael? So that's my take on it. I hope you'll like that.
Well, thank you. And before we get to callers, just a, you know, just a little conversation with you, Lisa, as far as I know we had the chief on here before, and I so enjoyed that. And I'm just wondering, like, I'm sad today, and I'm in shock, and also, like, what happened to everybody? Like,
They all been praying. In fact, this weekend, my husband went to his place, and they did a huge prayer. I think there was about 10 people. And, you know, when you go into ceremony, into Sweat Lodge, it's an all-day affair. You know, the pouring of the water, even the setting up of the fire, everything is so ceremonial. And my husband's gone the whole day. I mean, he's literally gone the whole day. And they stay in prayer. I guess it got too dangerous. Like I told you, I think his nephew was arrested. So it became dangerous for them to stay there. And that's all I really can tell you right now. So I will reach out to him to see if he heard anything. Probably tomorrow I will reach out to Kichite and to ask him. But I haven't heard anything from this end. And no one has heard anything. Like, all our contacts have had to come home. They were out there for the winter. They were out there for so long, they actually had to come home now. So
I mean, because, like, you know, there's so many people that I feel just let down the people there because, you know, like the media, it didn't show up until it was just a few of them there today, mainly internet. I mean, it's, I did every day. I prayed and prayed for months for these people. And praying is great. I so believe in it, and I'm a strong advocate of it. But I think we're missing a component, and that's people power. You know, like the Native Americans up there today, totally peaceful, no violence, no weapons, none of that. But there's such power in that. And
the only thing I can say, and to play devil's advocate, and please don't mistake what I'm saying, is that we have to understand that the other side, of course, is looking at it that they need jobs. Again, this is just devil's advocate. And you have to look at that, you know, they're looking that, you know, maybe there's a family who needs these jobs that, you know, they have no food on the table. You know, they don't have money to buy anything. And so I don't know what the other side is doing, and I can't really judge that. And the minute I do that, then I know that I have to get myself into a better place. But I feel from the council is that this is coming to an end. There will be an end to it. I don't think it's going to be as bad as we all think. I also believe, and the only thing that I could say that makes me a little bit happy, is that the steel pipes that are being used will be made in the USA. Again, that's the other side. Yes, it is the other side, but we have to be fair. If it is made in the USA, if it is made by us, okay, hopefully, then a contract like that would guarantee that it would be made correctly. You know, we do have pipes underneath ground for other things, for gas, for everything else. I'm not saying, again, I'm not advocating that I'm happy about this. I'm just trying to show the other side. If we can hope that if this steel, and President Trump said that the steel will be made in the United States, then I would hope that it would be made well, that it will be made up to the highest, you know, critique that available. Again, this is just from, you know, I have to be fair to the other side, and I'm hoping that if these people get their jobs, that they want to do a good job, that the steel is made where it will not fail. Again, I don't know, but I feel like it's coming to an end, and I feel as if, like, we will feel a little bit better once we get past the next couple of days. That's all I can tell you right now.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't do the project at all. Jobs are important. I'm all for that. And if we actually you know, went and drilled around the lake, that would actually create more jobs. But I know they were trying, some other, of course, different oil company was trying to do the same thing, and they were trying to frack underneath our lake near our house that a lot of people in this area get their water from. And they had a city council meeting about it nearby, and people just stormed this meeting hall where they couldn't even put everybody inside. There was just thousands outside, and the company said, hey, look, we forget it. We're not interested in it anymore, and they went away. It just shows people power, you know, and and God bless the Native Americans up there. God, I mean, they were out there, they're freezing cold with water being shot down their backs and all of that, and they're just horrible, you know, and just, but, and you know, it's just, I mean, we've paid the, I guess I've seen the price be paid by doing wrong to Mother Nature so much here in Oklahoma by, you know, how much they have fracked the heck out of Oklahoma, and now we have more earthquakes here than in California. So, and I lived here 30 years. We had no earthquakes before. None. Zero. So.
And it's everybody. It's not those from the microcosms or the macrocosm. People are being horrible to the earth just individually. You see how they treat their own land, their own house, how they litter, how they don't respect, you know, the earth at all. And then you take it to these levels and you wonder. You wonder why you have sinkholes and things like that, and how the earth is just not happy. You know, when I see it, I look at it, I'm like, and what did you expect? What do you expect when you keep pushing, when we keep pushing and abusing? How do you think that the elements, earth, air, fire, and water, how do you think that they're not going to respond? You know, we seem to think that we control, that we have this major control over the earth. We don't. You know, you see the water in California surging and people, you know, evacuating their homes. You know, that's the power of the earth, and it should be respected. It's a shame we only respect it or fear it when it's coming and destroying our home, that when things are nice and wonderful, we don't sit outside and say, wow, this is such a beautiful day. Let me rake up the grass. Let me plant a plant. Let me plant a tree. Let me plant a couple of shrubs. Let me plant a garden. You know, no, you don't do that. You know, but you're ready to take your gardens and throw cement on top of everything, so it's, you know, so you don't have to mow. And so then you wonder why the earth is deciding to, you know, when I see a car in a sinkhole in the driveway and everything's all paved and you wonder, okay, well, this is what happened. It's like trying to smother the earth and expecting it not to, you know, burp up every once in a while and to, you know, start resenting what's happening to her. She's a living being. She's a living, a being, breathing entity. And if we don't take care of her, you will see in the areas that she is not happy, she will let you know about it. So I just have to wonder, what are people thinking? What are you thinking? Do you really think that you're going to get away? You can run wherever you want. You will not get away, you know, from the elements once you have tampered with them. You won't. So, and that's my final thoughts on that, I guess.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. 100%. Totally agree with you. Well, let's take some calls here for Lisa Zayas I know you're well versed in this, and that's why I talk about it here, at least hope you don't mind, on your show, because I know how much you've taught me. So,
oh, thank you. And I hope that, you know, if the listeners there, please, you know, it's fun. Try that balloon. Michael, you even tried. I want you to try it tonight. Just lay there and tell me. After a while, you will actually feel such a kinship with doing this that you will want to do it in other places. You'll want to send your balloon to other places to do other things. You'll find that you almost, it's as if something that you look forward to doing. So let me know how it goes for you when you try it tonight.
Okay. Let's go here to the phone lines here, and let's bring in the callers here. And again, the number to call in and speak to Lisa is 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, and let's go to 508. Welcome. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Mary, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I am well. What can we do for you?
I'm just curious what you see coming up for me in regards to relationships.
Okay. Okay. You get the journey card, which means right now I see you going uphill. So I'm not really sure what that means now. It's an uphill. You're working on something. It says the path grows steeper now. The clouds lie far below. I climb no longer alone, and yet no longer burdened by what was left behind. My heart is filled with gratitude. So that's an interesting card.
That's pretty fitting.
Okay, good. It says, I'm listening to what the council says, which words are important. It says, what is above and what are below are united of one mind. So although I see you going uphill, like it's up, I don't want to say an uphill battle, it's almost like a journey. You're kind of finding out who you are. I think I think when we're young, we kind of run around the pastures and we just don't care. You know, it's a nice time, don't get me wrong. It's like playing in the poppies and having a great time. But as we get older, you know, we realize, okay, this is who I am. You of course have other things about yourself you bring into the relationship, and you realize that it's a little bit more work. So that's where you are right now. It's nice where you are. I see that you're climbing, but you are working at it. Is that correct?
Yeah. I think the card, you know, about leaving stuff behind and you know, coming and trying to build something new is kind of really spot on right now.
Okay, good. It says, again, so it says, no longer burdened by what you left behind, heaven above you and the earth below you unite with you to support you on your way. And it's a simple prayer to say, I will to will thy will. So right now, I would say that synchronicity is playing a key role. I don't know if you really noticed the synchronicity in your life, but if you just were to be just to like realize and to that stillness, you would start to see that everything is just really falling into place nicely. You know, it's like when you look back, you go, wow, that really happened well. When my husband and I were dating, it was amazing that he would see me every weekend during the winter months, every weekend for a year, and it never snowed on the weekends he had to see me. And it was and we would say, like, wow, like, because, you know, I lived in the Poconos, he lived upstate, so it was just a two-hour journey to come see me. And for the entire year of us dating, there was never one snowdrop or ice storm when he left for Friday night to come see me. And I would always say, synchronicity of that, and there was a lot of other things, but something as slight as that makes you go, wow, this is meant to be. Your next card is the unknowable, and it says, it's an interesting card because it says total trust and surrender. Relinquishing control. All this is only words, but look into the night sky and tell me what you see. Again, they're trying to, the council tells me that in the stillness is when you realize where you really are. And I always say that when I listen to people's voices, even on the phone as I'm talking to you, I hear more between the silence of your words than your words. Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting point. You learn a lot between the silence. So in your journey with this person, listen to in the silence, for you'll find a lot more about him than you will with his words.
Okay.
All right.
That's good. I like that. Yeah, that's really great.
Right. So I wish you many blessings. You're about two-thirds up, you know. Eventually it peters out and things get, you know, you're still working on things. So you're two-thirds way up the hill right now, two-thirds.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Get where you are. Have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye, Mary.
Okay, well, thank you for your call there. We appreciate it. And Lisa, do you want to tell the folks how best people can reach you?
Sure. You can find me. You can friend me on Facebook at Lisa Zayas. That's Z, Zebra, A-Y-A-S. You can also look me up for Lisa, Hypnotherapy and Reiki. Again, that's hypnotherapyandreiki.com. You can leave me a message. There's a contact form there. There's also a lot of information about hypnotherapy, Reiki, and what I do. If you mention the show, you will get $10 off a reading. So that would be $40 for 40 minutes if you mention the show. So, and there I do Viking rune cards. And we do a full reading, which includes the cards plus the council, which, you know, could involve doing medium work or whatever really you need. So I do enjoy doing the three-card fold for you. And or you could just text me at 570-269-5649. Text me and let me know if you're interested in a reading. There's also some neat things on my website, including Moonshawl, Moon Dance Shawls, and CDs for sleep meditation and depression if you're interested. And there's some crocheted items if you like that I've made myself. You can also have Reiki placed in the blankets I've made if you have a loved one that's maybe sick. I do lap blankets for those in nursing homes or even for people who can't get around for a loved one. Just tell me their name and I will keep it for 24 hours. And pray over it and then send it to you. So that's always a nice gift, and I do take that seriously. It's not a joke for me. If you tell me who the person is, I will make sure that the council and I place the intent in the item before we send it to you. All right, and yeah, that's it.
Okay, very good. Let's go next to Annette in Texas. Welcome.
Hi, Annette. How are you?
Doing good. Sorry, I just jumped in, so I'm not quite sure what I should ask for.
Hey, no problem.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, so many things going on with me right now. Recently, a friend of mine and I got into a big altercation in regards to a family member. And I've been friends with her since we were kids, and I didn't know quite how to take that. So it kind of rattled me quite a bit.
Okay, definitely understandable. I throw the harvest protection. All right, I'm going to answer that. I'm going to move to another card for you. All right. Okay. It says the dunes shift and shift forever. Feathergrass restless in the winds. Cool your emotions and follow your path, for that is your protection. So there's definitely something, you know, there's always a lesson. I hate to say it, there's always a lesson when something like this happens. So you have to see what's going on, where she's at, you know, why did this happen, and what did you have to learn from this? There's always a lesson to be, you know, learned. You know, is there something that you're reflecting to her that you need to look into yourself? You know,
well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
it's kind of like twofold, because there's a reason why it happened, because there's always a lesson. When something like that happens, there's always a lesson. So sometimes, believe it or not, there's when two friends are so close, one of you starts to change. You know, it might take 10, 15 years, but one starts to change. And then because one changes, it becomes maybe there's like a little argument between the two. But it's only because one is changing, and you have to try to recognize what in that argument is really a reflection of you that you weren't happy with. Or reverse, she saw something in you that upset her.
Yeah.
If she started the fight, you started the argument first, correct?
Yes, she started the fight.
So if she started the fight, then you have to look at where was she and why was she upset, because there was something in it that was more upsetting. She's more upset with herself, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you. So you have to kind of look past that, and especially if you're good friends, look past that and say, if you want to salvage the friendship, and say, you know, we've been friends for so long, and then kind of go into the back door like, this is not you. I don't remember you ever being like this. We've never had a fight. You know what I'm saying? The backdoor type of talking to her. Also, what the card does say that, look carefully at associations you form at this time. If you see fit to become involved with people who are using you, remain conscious of the facts and take responsibility for your position. Regardless of whether the enterprise prospers or suffers, do not be concerned. You may not win, but you will never lose. So temperance and courtesy are always aspects of this card.
Yeah.
So you have to really say, okay, you know, do I just want to give her a little breather and see why she is upset?
Yeah,
so I and also the next card says give her some time. Harvest, give her a little bit of time because she's probably embarrassed and she's just got to give a little bit of time. Not a lot of time because she'll think that you don't care. Just give her a little breather time.
Okay.
Maybe
it floored me because that was, I know she's going through a whole lot. Her husband passed away. She had adopted 3 children. Both have distinctive disabilities. Well, all 3 have distinctive disabilities, but not, you know, noticeable. And so she's been, you know, under a lot of pressure, and I really don't understand why. Yes, that's correct. I don't understand why she snapped at me the way she did and said the things that she did, and especially in regards to my great aunt who practically raised me. So she said a lot of, I don't know if it was a harsh truth or if it was something she just said out of hurt.
You know, I think sometimes when someone is so at their breaking point, they, you know, when I'm sure like you've had an argument, like you just bring everything that you could possibly think of and you just throw it into the fire. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, you know, but we've all done it. You know, you're picking things up from 5, 10, 15 years ago because your emotions are just so frazzled and you're so under pressure and you just want to scream. And you know what? To be quite honest, I would be honored. You know, I know that sounds weird that she picked you because she knew that you would be okay with her screaming. You know, who else can we call if we can't call our best friend and just have a nervous meltdown breakout down and say just anything? Who else can she call? You know, I know that sounds weird, but to be honored that she picked you and said, you know what, I'm having a mental breakdown. I lost my husband. I have kids who have issues. I'm literally at my wit's end. And, you know, I'm sure she wouldn't just pick anybody, you know, because that could blow up to a huge fight. It could even be physical, you know, if she said the things that she did. But she said them to you knowing full well that she really needed someone just to hear her. And even if it wasn't true, it could have the stuff because she could be like, you know what, I was out of my mind. And that's what I feel. You know, we only grab that one person that we know that won't judge us for having, you know, losing our sanity for, you know, a period of time. And we've all have that. How many people have had kids screaming all night long? We wake up in the morning, we just snap at everybody. We're tired, you know. But we probably only snap at the ones we love because we know that they'll take us back, you know.
Yeah.
So in a way, be honored. Be honored that she chose you because I bet you she's been holding this down and she just needed someone to talk to.
Yeah, and just, you know, it rattled me a little bit because, yes, that's true. It's not like her. And, you know, I just, you know, she knows we are 2 different people from different cultures. I'm Hispanic and she's, you know, she's white. So, you know, the way she was talking about my aunt, you know, the way we are, it's, you know, elders are to be respected. And for her to say what she had, it really hurt my feelings. But, you know,
and it's to her, absolutely, when you go back to her and say, you know, listen, this wasn't who you are, and we've been friends a long time, but, you know, I just want you to know that that was painful. And you know what? She might even turn around and say, I was close to insanity, you know? Give her a chance to explain. You know, if this is a person who's very dear to you, we don't make friends later on in life as fast as we do. And if this is a dear person, then go back and let her speak her piece, but also let her know, hey, you know, that you chose to pick up that dagger. My thing is that if a friend takes a dagger, you know, metaphorically a dagger, and stabs me with it, you better really give me a good reason why you did. You know, I'm not that type of person. I never pick up the dagger. So if you did, then we're definitely going to have to talk about it. So I wouldn't just, you know, wash it under the bridge, but I would let her know that that was a little painful.
Yeah, because I did let her know, you know, look, you know, A, you disrespected me, talking to me like a child, and I don't appreciate that. And my aunt, what you're thinking is happening, that is not what happened, and that's unreasonable.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know she's under a lot of pressure. There's a lot of money issues, and she's so worried sick. And, you know, I'm glad I'm there to, you know, listen to her when she's talking about it, when she's, you know, that's what I'm there for. I mean, we've known each other since we were in sixth grade, so.
I'm thinking she had a mental breakdown, and I don't mean like, you know, but I think on that day, I think she was so tight, she was so frazzled, and, you know, you got the brunt of it, and, probably wasn't the nicest thing, but again, who else could she turn to if it wasn't you? You know?
Yeah.
So kind of a little special, but tell her, hey, watch it next time. You know?
Yeah, true, exactly. But I do have one question I would like to ask for her.
Uh-huh.
Yes. As I know this is at the back of her head, does she find peace, and can she sell the house so she can move on?
Everything is right now there's a freeze on everything. She really just needs to gather herself together. She gets the winter card, which means there's just a freeze. You know what it is? She's got so many irons in the cauldron, so to speak, so many irons in the fire. She really has to concentrate on one thing at a time, like take off little bites right now. It's just a lot.
It's a whole lot, and I'm doing everything I can to, you know, be her ear and to be supportive. She is so blocked right now, and she goes, when is this going to happen? I don't understand, and I know that her husband is around her, and she doesn't like it because she's the one who found him.
Well, you know, this would probably be a reading that I probably would have to do with her, you know, probably to get her and maybe get some closure. So, I mean, she could always reach out to me on my Facebook or my website, but it is probably a lot that the council would want to tell her.
Yeah, but I appreciate you.
No, no problem.
Go ahead.
There's a lot with our house. The house needs a lot of work, like cleaning up. Like, there's a lot of surface work that has to be done with the house for her to even sell it, though. Like, there's work around the house, so she needs to get that in order, too. That would be the first step, and that's a lot of work just there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That was something that was weighing on my mind since.
Now, you're a good friend. She knows it. You'll be fine. You two will be fine.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you.
All right, you too. Be well in Texas with the flooding there. I don't know where you are, but be careful there, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, we send that caller much love, and so tough time. Tough times by many right now.
We have time for one more, or we're good?
We're good. We're out of time, so.
Okay. All right. Well, that was very nice. Thank you to we have Mary and Annette. We always have the best callers that call in. You know, they're always, you know, I have to say, listeners are just amazing. So my love to all of you. And be well. I will see you next Wednesday at 9 o'clock, Michael. And Yeah, we'll have to keep our hearts open, right? Thank you for all that you do.
All right.
Thank you.
You too, Lisa.
All right. Night-night.
Okay, night-night. All righty. That's Lisa Zayas to the show, as she is each week, and what a great show. And so that's going to do it for us today. Hope you've enjoyed all the shows. We've gone since early afternoon until 10 o'clock here. So that's a wrap, as they say. So thanks, Bonnie, my co-host, producer, extraordinaire, as they say. And tomorrow we'll be starting early with Pandria. That's right. Tomorrow at 1:30 Eastern time. Early start, late ending. So everybody have a great evening. Much love to all of you. Thanks for listening.